All right, so right about now, this is the Flavor in Your Ear podcast, and we want to thank God for allowing us to be able to share with you our moments that we have for you today. But I have the notice I used the word we. This is the first podcast we have done together in quite some time, and I know you guys missed her voice. This is a treat. Now, you know the person, but you don't know the name. So, without further ado, man, I'm going to reintroduce to some, but others may know her by a different name. But now she goes by a different name. Man, look, who am I with today?
It's your girl, Club
Oh my gosh, she's back in the building. She's kicking down doors and taking names while doing it, man. Man, welcome back
to be back.
to the
My
podcast of
gosh.
what we call the Flavor in Your Ear podcast, man. Man, we have most definitely missed D being in the podcast. My dear wife Natasha has stepped in from time to time. We've had no other than Mr. Killer Crane himself, man, Mr. Scott, to step in. And man, so now we got.
That last rotation around the sun, boy, life was life, and it was tearing your girl up. November and December were not, they were not on my side. So, trying to get things together in 2024. So, let's go. Let's do this.
All right. Well, look, guys, you know what we do. You know how we start off the podcast, man. We start off with these birthdays, man. First of all, man, today is February 10th, 2024. And, man, February has a lot of birthdays, and your boy's birthday is coming up real soon. So, man, but until then, we're gonna celebrate these birthdays right now, man. We both have a DSU fam that is celebrating a birthday today. Sharon is also Club DD Sarah, and you guys represent what's royalty again? I forgot.
Really? What?
I forgot. Enlighten me.
What? Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Do not forget that again, sir.
Okay. All right. I knew what it was,
oh,
y'all.
okay.
I knew what it was, y'all. I you know,
don't
you
do
know,
that.
You know, you know, you know what the L dog does, man. You know,
Don't
we
do
play
that. Don't.
crazy. We play crazy. Man, my 49er sister, man, Denise is celebrating a birthday today. Man, big ups to her, man. She does a fantastic job on streaming 49er games every single time that the 49ers play. And man, big ups to her and what she does. And Keisha. Yeah, Keisha is celebrating birthday today, and I'm not gonna go into the I'm not gonna go into that. I was gonna do a rambling thought, but Keisha is celebrating birthday today. So, Club DD, do you have anyone in your pocket that's celebrating the birthday today?
I don't know of anyone immediate, but I would shout out if you are, or I can say now, if you were on my Facebook page back in the day and it's your birthday, Please know, this is coming from my heart, that I do wish you the best of best happy birthdays. I just don't know who belongs to who anymore. But happy birthday to everyone that is going to have a birthday in the month of February.
All right. All right. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. All right. We're going to get straight to it, man. Look, you guys know that we do, after we do Facebook friend birthday, we do celebrity birthdays. So, today is no different. Today's birthday, celebrity birthday description. D, I'm going to see if you can figure it out. If you haven't cheated. If you haven't cheated already looking at these celebrity birthdays.
My goodness.
But this first person is a TV actress. She is known for playing Zoe Johnson on the ABC series Black-ish, and she was also a part of the spinoff Grown-ish. She has been in a movie with Eddie Murphy called Imagine That, and that movie came out in 2009. Hmm. Club Didi, who am I talking about?
Yara Shahidi.
All right, she turns 24 on today. I don't know if she actually knew the person's name.
Oh my goodness!
Accept that. All right, the next person. The next person is a movie actor. I'm gonna see if she's gonna get this one. The next person is a movie actor. You might recognize him on the TV series Hot to Hot. That show came out probably like the late 70s, the early 80s, maybe more so of the early 80s. Very, very, very good show. He also played in the Austin Powers movies as the Henchman number 2. And he was also in the Pink Panther movie back in the day in 1963. Man, who is this movie actor I'm talking about?
Robert Wagner.
Robert Wagner turns 94 on today. I don't know how she got that one, but we're gonna move right along in the thing. Man, this next person is a TV show host. He was the senior advisor to President Bill Clinton, and he was also a co-anchor on Good Morning America. Who is this guy that I'm referring to?
George Stephanopoulos.
Yes, again, D. Lenard has cheated once again, and George Stephanopoulos is 62 on today. All right. This next person, she's probably going to get. So I'm going to give her benefit of the doubt before we even get started.
Wow.
All right. So this next person is a TV actress. She played the character Crazy Eyes on the hit series Orange is the New Black. She won a Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Guest Actress in the Comedy Series in 2014. And then won the Screen Actors Guild Award for Outstanding Performance by a Female. She also was introduced to us on TV in the episode of Blue Bloods in 2012. And we recently, yes, she has an extensive resume. She also did a great job in Netflix's series Painkiller. Man, if you have not seen that show, go and watch it. If it's still on Netflix.
Painkiller?
Painkillers.
Huh.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, that series will most definitely knock your socks off. It was talking about the opioid, people being addicted to, and just going crazy. Like it's most definitely wild. Who is this TV actress that as I'm referring to?
I'm totally lost.
So I can't really pronounce her name. I want to say it's Uzo Abla. She's 43 on today. If I'm butchering your name, I'm definitely sorry about that. But yeah,
she did a great job in that series. And Orange is New Black was also on Netflix too. So, yeah.
Oh, you said Crazy Eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, with the gap.
Yeah.
Why do we always have to do that? Like, if you can't get the name, we start doing characteristics. Oh, you mean the one? Okay, I know who you're talking about now.
Okay. Okay. Great. All right. In this day in
Black. Not great.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. You finally put the, you know, you put the, you
I
put
did.
The character.
I'm crazy, guys.
Yeah, you put the character with the.
Yeah, I did. I did that very well.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was me.
All right. Today in Black History, man, in 1907, Grace Towns Hamilton became an African-American member of the Georgia State Legislature. Did you know that?
Mm, I did not.
All right. In other Black history today, Leontine Price was born in Laurel, Mississippi.
Okay, Mississippi!
Yeah, she was an opera singer and was the first African-American to become a leading artist in the Metropolitan Opera.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There's something else I need to add because something I just is it something that I missed?
I think you have, but we'll come back to it. We'll come back to it.
Okay.
We'll come back to it.
Okay. Okay.
But I think you missed something very important.
Okay. And
I'm just gonna make sure. Yeah, you did.
Okay. Tell me.
She was an honorary member of Delta Sigma Theta sorority, sir.
Yep. Fun fact about Leontine Price. Fun fact about Leontine Price that I didn't know. See? Teach one to know one. And also Roberta Flack was born today. So
also a member of Delta Sigma Theta.
Another fun fact that didn't know. All right.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. See, by listening to the podcast, me and the power of the podcast, so you get a chance to shout out. It's all Ross all around this thing today. See, there you go. All right. So here are some things that you probably need to know right now. O.J. Simpson is in hospice care and has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. They said that he was spotted in Sin City, and he has gotten, kind of frail, you know, in the aspect. I know how some people probably feel about O.J. Simpson, but... You know, things that happen, you know, in the past. But that C word cancer, it don't sit well with me. So, man, so prayers up for OJ and Club DD. I'm gonna let you, if you want to share anything about OJ.
The fact that he's in hospice means that this is more advanced or has progressed. And I saw that he was taking chemo, but if they already have him in hospice, that's like the chemo didn't work, isn't working, and he doesn't have long, to be on this side. In his day, you know, great athlete, but again, his legacy was tarnished. And whoever he pissed off, they have made sure that he has received karma for a lot of different things throughout his life. So, Yeah, that's all I have for Mr. OJ. I hate that. I have family that have gone through cancer, and it's not a fun situation. So,
yeah. All right, man. Move right along. And other things that you need to know right now, and probably things is this is probably what some of you probably already know already. A record number of Americans can't afford rent. Its crisis is fueled by raising prices from inflation. And so right now, the state and federal lawmakers are making housing a priority. D, I'm going to let you speak on that. And then I'm going to come and finish up.
Well, I mean, for people that were born and raised and have been here for God knows how long, it doesn't seem to be a priority. It is now illegal in several states to be homeless, and you will be jailed. But if you have crossed this border, you are getting housing. So I don't know how it's allegedly a serious issue for our governments, local and federal. I there's a lot of stuff, a lot of different moving parts going on all over the world that is affecting this. Mm-hmm. But yeah, now homelessness is a crime. I don't know if you're aware of it, but a lot of private prisons or a lot of prisons were being built in 2023. Mm. Or over the last 5 years, and I think it was because of what they were already plotting and planning. Allegedly, this government is does not seem to be for its people. And these two main parties are willing to do anything to stay in power and to stay on top. And if that is rounding us up, putting us in jail so that somebody else can keep them in power, then allegedly that's what it seems like is happening. So I'm praying for everybody that's facing these issues with housing. I ain't gonna do it right now, but we can have a segment on the grocery store time, sir. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we can most definitely do that.
But yeah, with housing, there are portions in there's two cities in Illinois right now. I think it's Harvey and the Roseland area in Chicago. They have gone in and they have boarded up apartments in the lower income areas of those cities and displaced those people.
Wow.
Like, didn't inform them, didn't give them any type notice, just came in and boarded them up. And that's been a major thing on the last, I got that information off of Instagram. So be aware, one income sometimes is not enough. Some side gigs you may need to get to keep funds coming in. Another thing that we may see is the coming together of families again. You know, how in some families at 18, you got to get out. And it might be a coming back together of families to, you know what I'm saying, to make it during these times and to stay out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever will work. But again, in several of these states now, it is illegal to be homeless. So save your coins. If you know about investing in the stock market and how to maneuver and gain access to cash through that medium, take on some side gigs, whatever you need to do to keep money flowing in, now is the time to do that. It's real serious out here in these streets.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, one of the reasons why A lot of people, and I'm and including myself, the reason why, you know, move out of apartment is because, well, you know, in the situation that we were in was the fact that they decided to go up on rent because they paved the roads inside of the apartment complex. And
but how astronomical was the increase?
It went up, I would say, 200. I would say 200. It just,
crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it went up because of that. It went up because of something else, and you know.
So they want y'all to believe that something that they probably got at a reduced price from the city required what, a 50 to 100 unit for all those units to increase by $200?
Yeah. And so when they, because my wife actually went to a meeting, and once they did that, my wife said, "We're out. We're done. Like, we're not going to continue to stay here," because they decided that they wanted to do that. And see, that stuff that they needed to do, you know, anyway, like when you are
building, it's upkeep on their property. Like,
right. So why should the people that's living in the apartment be punished for something that you should have done off the cuff anyways, even before?
Yeah, it's the upkeep of your property.
Because the crazy thing about it was that when we moved into that particular complex, it was closed down. And so when we, you know, we would like, once we saw that they were opening it up again, then they just, I mean, because the price was right, you know, at that particular time. I mean,
but the apartment complex always bait you in with these great move-in specials, right?
Yeah.
And then drop the hammer down on you after the first year. Or maybe they'll let you slide for a second year. Mm-hmm. But by that third year, yeah, you're going to see the $200 to $300. And they probably was going to do that whether they paved the ground outside, you know what I'm saying, the roads outside or not.
Yeah.
But that was just their way of, let me slide this cost in here by telling them that everybody's got to contribute in paying for it.
Yeah. And then on top of that, you know, you're gonna, and I know they're probably not looking at it, but you know, you're losing good tenants, you know, but
they don't care.
But it actually, and you know what, and it worked out in the end for us, because like right now, you know, we ride by different apartment complexes here in Memphis, and what they're paying for rent, they could easily go ahead on and pay for a mortgage for a house. Like, I don't know if people, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, everybody's situation is peachy and cream, but all I'm saying is in the aspect of the money that you're paying for rent, that could be your mortgage for a house. And that's the way how we looked at our situation, and that's the reason why we are where we are right now. So,
but a house don't come with a maintenance man.
Right.
It don't come with a groundskeeper. It don't come with
correct
the person that clean out the gutters. It don't come with a person that drag that trash can down to the end of the street mm-hmm. on a certain day to make sure that it's get picked up.
Yeah. So, I mean,
everybody doesn't view home ownership in the same way. There right. are some pros and some cons.
Oh yeah, with anything.
And if you're gonna be house poor, you might as well stay in an apartment. House poor meaning Yeah, you may can't afford that mortgage, but let one thing happen that you are responsible, from a dishwasher to the roof to the pipes to the, let one mm-hmm. thing happen and it could be disastrous financially for the individual.
Yes.
So
I'm gonna speak on that for a second.
It's a lot to think about when you get into home ownership. And also, a mortgage ain't nothing but glorified rent. You're paying to the bank, just like you're paying to the landlord. And if you don't make that payment to the bank, guess what you eat? Guess what? You homeless. Don't pay that rent. You homeless.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it's a catch 22. I mean, like I said, with anything. But to speak on your point about the roof and stuff. So here in Memphis, they actually, it was a story, and it was during the time when it was cold, like when it was 3 degrees here, in mid January. And we saw a story on the news, like I said, an apartment complex here in Memphis, the roof fell in. And so they had just paid their rent. And the landlord basically told them, well, it's nothing that we can do right now. Wait a minute. I just paid the rent to you. My roof has just caved in. Well, the people, well, the because they stayed, I think they stayed on the first floor. And it was people staying above them. And somehow or another, their ceiling just caved in. And
so there literally was a hole in the second floor that opened up.
Yep.
Made a hole in the ceiling on the first floor.
Yep.
So you got two people, you got two families that are now displaced.
Yep. Yep.
Because of probably failure to upkeep the floorboards.
Yep. And that's the other thing too with renting. Like, you know, they don't come around, and in some cases, not saying that all, but in some cases they don't check everything like from year to year. You know, like I said, you know, my dad,
they don't check the elevators and the fire alarms, boy.
Yeah. because I mean, you're talking to someone who dad had rental property, and so he always made sure that everything, you know, was up to par. Everything was always on the upkeep. Like if someone moved out of the apartment, he came right behind and made sure that everything was top notch before the next person came in. Made sure that, you know, previous tenants may have put a hole in in the wall, or this, that, and the third. So, you know, he always made sure that when the next person come, they would have everything that they need. So it was never a backlash talking about, well, you didn't do this and you did not do that. You know, it was up to the tenant to make sure that, you know, to go and just say, hey, you know, Mr. Hicks, this happened. You know, and he was the type of person that would send someone over there and make sure, you know, stuff happened. Yeah, I mean, you know, the cost of the rent probably, you know, shot up for that particular moment, but he always made sure that everything, you know, was upkept. And so that's something that as homeowners that, you know, you have to do as well. Yes, you know, you have to find, you know, a maintenance guy, and you have to make sure, like, hey, you know what, I did this in this time frame, and so when this you know, like I said, if we do something here at the house today, we need to make sure a year from now that is still up to par, because things happen. And you don't want to get caught with your pants down. Like the perfect example, with pipes bursting and everything, you know, while it was cold. So mm-hmm. you always want to make sure, okay, this was done on this date. Maybe I need to have this checked out in another 3 to 4 years and make sure that everything is straight so you won't mm-hmm. be caught. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, it's always a catch 22 with anything, but you know, you just have to stay on top of the situation. So
you got to select what is going to work for you. And right. You can't be worried and put pressures of what somebody else is doing with their finances on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Been there, done that, got a t-shirt.
Yeah. So on other things that you probably need to know right now. So I know it was a huge controversy this past Sunday, was the Grammy Awards, and everything was going hunky-dory until Jay-Z got up. And Jay-Z started talking about how the Academy doesn't recognize his wife for winning Album of the Year. She has numerous awards, but has not as of yet to have won Album of the Year. So Beyonce's dad spoke up about this. So Matthew Knowles said that Beyonce's record label is also to blame for Grammy Album of the Year snub. He pointed out that Columbia Records faced the challenge of selecting one artist per category for nomination. The label may opt to promote a high-profile artist and the influence of global record sales. Knowles argued that the combination of Grammy intricacies and label decisions has contributed to losses in the category for Beyonce. So, in layman's terms, what he was saying and what I'm gathering that he's saying, and I could be wrong, is that you have Beyonce and you have another artist on Columbia Records. What they're going to do is that they're going to look at the person who has sold the most volume, and the record label is going to go with that person. You have 9 people total. 4 could be for Beyonce and 4 could be for another artist, and Columbia Records breaks the tie. And so with that, with them breaking the tie, that goes back to what I just said, that Beyonce could she has not sold more units than a particular artist. And so therefore that particular artist gets the nod. So I get it.
Actually, go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Actually, I think he is placing the blame in the wrong area, because if they were not submitting her name, she wouldn't be getting the nominations. Here is the issue, and it's been discussed in many ways on various social media platforms.
Okay, go.
Okay, so they get these nominations, they turn them in. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows, hey, this person is nominated for this. Okay. There is a governing body at the Grammys that turns around after they receive these nominations, mm-hmm. turns around after they tell you who's nominated, and they vote. There is a lack of representation. Just imagine that my hand is up and I'm flipping it from the front to the back. Just imagine that I'm doing that out there in podcast world. And there is a lack of the back of my hand to vote.
Okay.
So when you lack that representation, you end up with Kanye moments and Jay-Z moments talking about and discussing who should have gotten what. So I think it's totally unfair to place the blame with the record label or try to make a dig somewhere else where it shouldn't be. It goes back to voting in for government officials. If not enough people turn up to vote, it goes the way it goes. And so if there's more representation to vote in Beyonce's favor, she will eventually win album of the year or whatever award, the highest award it is to get from the Grammys. Another thing is that we need to stop trying to get validation in this area until we have the representation. In all of the years that Mr. Jay-Z has been in the industry, he could have already started an award. And to put crowns on himself and his wife, and that has not been done. So there comes a day where we have to stop seeking validation in these places that, many, many, many years ago, that was where you go. But they keep planting in these artists' face. So the only way you can stop them from playing in your face is to not be in their game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think we discussed earlier in the year about how we have the Super Bowl show now, halftime show, because of Living Color.
Mm-hmm.
Taking all the ratings and stuff during that break in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
We are out here spending the most money. We shouldn't be, but we are. And if we remove our dollars and our viewership and put members that represent us in these spots, then maybe things will change. And that has been Club Didi's opinion. As Jay-Z, Grammys, and that to you.
Okay, so I guess the question I really want to ask you was, I mean, you answered the question, but I want to know from your personal, was Jay-Z out of pocket for doing what he did?
Jay-Z was all over the place. Jay-Z was embarrassing. His daughter looked petrified. His wife looked like she still was levitating above all of she looked high as hell. Allegedly, let me throw that out there. You gotta use the word allegedly. Even when Fantasia passed her, the clap was off. I don't know if she was glitching. I don't even know if it was actually Beyonce or a body double that was there, but he was just doing the most. Because allegedly they are going through some issues within their family. I just kept envisioning Solange like flying out the back and popping him in the mouth like she did in the elevator. Now that would have been classic. Love Solange.
Man.
Don't get me started. In that family, Solange is the artist. And I'll say that to the end of time. She only got, one or two albums, but to me, that's the artist. It was doing the most. He tried to eat. He put some things on some people's minds. But it almost came across as like he was thirsty. As a matter of fact, there was a young lady, I don't know what her name is, that was on TikTok. And she does impersonations of Bouncy.
I think I saw that.
And she was like, Julius, get a bottle of water. Because apparently my husband is thirsty. He out here embarrassing me at the war show. Nobody asked him to do any of this stuff. So he tried to make some points. He tried to land some one-liners. I just think with them understanding and knowing what's going on in the background and you still showing up, like one time they boycotted the Grammys.
Right.
Why are you here? You could have told these people, if my wife is not going to get the album of the year, I'm not coming. You know what I'm saying? Get up more to somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah. I mean, because he probably knew who was being nominated and who was not being nominated. So. They could have. The only reason why he showed up was because he was getting the Dr. Dre.
He didn't have to accept it. He could have been if y'all not gonna do right by my wife, I'm not accepting this. You can give that award to somebody else. We not coming to the Grammys. Because please believe that people knowing that they were going to be there, that means that people were tuning in. All of this, you got to go back to the money. You got to follow the money. All of this stuff is about money. So for him to sit up there and act like, you know, somebody owed him something, like, come on, dude. Like, just get the award, do the acceptance, and move around.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to look straight into the camera when I tell you this. After what he did, Beyonce will not, as of right now, she will not be receiving Album of the Year. Because he basically killed that for her. Moving on.
What's going to happen is you got the Swifties now. You know, looking sideways at the Beehive, and the Beehive is looking sideways at the Swiftie. But again, if you do not put people in place that can vote for you, you will not get this stuff.
Right.
There is a voting, governing body. This is not a people's decision. It's like a board of directors or some type thing where you go in and you vote.
Yeah.
So if you don't have enough people that, you know, like her style of music and what she does to vote for her, it's gonna keep being somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now what they I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. We'll never know. Maybe there's somebody up to be sacrificed, and maybe she'll slide on through, allegedly. I don't know.
Whoa. We're going to end that on that note.
I watched Cat Williams, too.
We're going to end that on that note. Man, the other news that you need to know right now, man, we're going to keep this short. Man, my guy Kobe Bryant finally got his statue.
Does it actually look like him? I haven't seen it.
Yes, so, it does.
Pardon the ignorance, but you know how they do these statues and
it
don't be.
Yeah, you're right. But no, I mean, because his wife was like, not under my watch. It's gonna look raggedy. No, it actually looks like him.
Okay.
And so. She got up there and she said that if you don't like the choice, well then she said that's tough. Well, you finish it out because that's what Kobe wants.
Oh, Vanessa is kind of jazzy.
She's only quoting what Kobe said. She's only quoting what Kobe said.
Okay.
No. She didn't say that on her own. That's what Kobe, you know, because he had been saying that they probably going to do something, you know, have a statue for him. And other news that you need to know right now, man, a Texas man faces life in prison for posing as a young boy to kill a child predator. What had happened was, the 37-year-old man posed as an underage individual as the 24-year-old and him planned to meet up. And so, before you judge, the 37-year-old stated that he did this because he felt that law enforcement did not do enough to keep peds in prison. And so how everything went down, the 37-year-old pulled up beside the 24-year-old in a car because obviously he knew who he was and the predator did not know who he was. And so he pulled up next to him and he killed him in his car. So this is kind of like, It's wrong, but it sends a message that if the justice system is not doing what they need to do, then unfortunately, people feel like, you know what, I'm gonna take matters into my own hands, and I'm gonna be the example. I mean, I'm pretty sure that this guy probably, he's probably going to, he just wanted to just be the voice for the voiceless. In this case, like I've watched several shows where this happened, where it's like, you know what, I'm going to, I hate to use the word sacrifice. I'm gonna sacrifice myself to let it be known that this is going on, and so this can get out here. So that's my take on it. What's your hot take, D?
Being a pig is totally disgusting, but being a vigilante is not what we want to give other people the idea that it's cool to become. And taking this upon himself to try to correct or fix a problem could lead to other problems for other people that are not paid. You know what I'm saying? Like, this leaves too much room. So, what sentence was he given? He was given life in prison?
Yep. For this? Yep. Well, he's going to face life in prison. So, I don't know if everything actually went down yet.
Yeah, being that he planned it and thought it out, yeah, he probably got more of a sentence than the pig did, so.
Yeah. Because he was saying that, you know, I mean, this guy has done this before and he's gotten out. He's done it before and he's gotten out. So it was like, man, look, he was like basically in so many words saying, you know what, I'm tired of this, you know, and I'm just going, I mean, and you stories like this, you, because I watch Law and Order. Special Victims Unit, man. Big up to, man, Law and Order, Special Victims Unit, man, for still being on the air, man, all these years, man. Man, Liv and Ice-T, man, they still doing the thing, man, after all these years. Okay, enough about that, man. Law and Order, Special Victims Unit, once upon a time, was my favorite show on TV. I love that show, so I had to give props to that. But do you want to add anything to that before we move on to
I do not.
Okay. So where's my church people at?
What?
I want my church people, man, to come in just a little bit closer. So if you have if you've gone to church before, 9 times out of 10, you know, someone, they're singing a song and they ask you to,
hallelujah,
they come in, you know, they want you to come in and sing with them.
Yes, Lord.
And so obviously Kim Burrell didn't like that.
Oh, well.
Kim Burrell just wanted to just sing the song by herself. And then won't nobody.
Is gonna find herself.
She did not want nobody to sing with her. So tomorrow is Sunday. When you go to church, don't be scared to sing with the person on stage that is singing, because they gonna ask you.
Hallelujah.
They gonna ask you, come on and sing with me. They gonna ask you that.
Kim Burrell, come on and sing with me.
Kim Burrell, I can't, you know what? And see, I'm going to tell you something. I love all types of music. And I feel like that we now know who these people are. These people, you've been buying their records. And thinking that they ain't got no skeletons in the closet, because everybody do. And I know everybody think, you know, they look at, you know, especially back in the day, they look at gospel artists a lot differently. But now with social media has come into play, we know who these people are. They ain't no different than the Kanye West's of the world. And I just use Kanye West as an example. I use Kanye West as an example because of, you know, because when he does stuff, we ready to nail him. I wonder how the gospel community has spoken about Kim Burrell. And you know what? I haven't heard anything. Am I wrong?
I've seen some people. I don't think it's being drug like anybody else would, but I have seen some ministers.
Well-known people? Well-known ministers. I ain't talking about people from down south.
Somebody we went to college with is a well-known minister.
Oh, okay.
Among us. And
okay.
If I looked at that post correctly, I don't think he was too happy with what happened.
Shout out to Roger Richardson, you know, man. I'm gonna shoot his name out. Shout out to Roger Richardson. I'm not gonna call him the name that we called him in college because he does not deserve that, even though that was his name. We know him as
Pastor.
Pastor. There you go. Thank you for the correction. Yes. Pastor Roger Richardson. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't think he was, you know, in support of what went down. People go to church to experience the freedom to praise God that they might not be able to do standing at a bus stop or in a grocery store. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that woman was giving praise to God. I could see if she was standing up there quoting lyrics from Luke Skywalker. She was praising God. And I mean, after I saw the lady, she probably got a lot of stuff to praise God for. You never know what people are going through, have gone through, have experienced, and that was their place. It wasn't like she was louder than Burrell. She just would not be silent so that Kim Burrell could put on a performance.
Yeah.
And so Kim Burrell has this this what she think is humor that ain't really funny.
No.
It's not your lane. And I'm almost starting to think that being a gospel artist ain't your lane either. Choose ye today which you will serve.
Wow.
So that's my stance on it. People are already looking for any excuse not to go inside the house.
Yup.
And if they think that they're going to be met with something like that, then they will continue to not go inside the house.
Come on.
So if your mission is to get
the room.
Bottoms in the pews, I would recommend that you not book this individual to come into your sanctuary.
Yeah.
To do nothing.
Yeah.
Not to minister, not to sing and minister, not to do nothing.
Yeah.
I think, you know, some people learn. No, it's a lot of people learn. You take away their ability to survive, which is that almighty dollar, because I'm pretty sure she ain't come up in there for free. Then they start acting right. You just got to treat people right.
Yeah.
At all times, inside, outside, around the corner, down the street, you gotta treat people how you want to be treated. If somebody had did that to her, she probably would have put that 100 pounds back on.
Yeah.
So I don't know who it was. It may have been not Carlton Banks said she'd been clowning and acting up ever since she lost weight. Sometimes you gotta stay humble. The same people that got you there will be the same people that make sure you come on out of there.
Right.
Man,
that's been my take from that season.
Man, look, we're not gonna take a break, but
thank you. Thank you very much. All right.
Now that's Black history.
Yeah. Support Black businesses too.
Yeah.
Support Black businesses, man. It will go a long way. Okay. So now we finna get to the segment of the show that I really, really love.
Oh, Lord. Y'all are not ready for none of this today.
I really, really love this segment of the show because I love music so, so much. But, so, okay. So, to give you guys a backstory, for those of you that don't know. So, my wife one day, we were riding around and we were listening to lyrics of music. And so we were just cracking up on some lyrics. And then it's this guy on TikTok that does pretty much the same thing that we were doing. But he does it like on a whole different level. Like his facial expressions are just like priceless. So today I picked a couple of songs that I want you guys to really just sit down. I mean, and I want to ask yourself, have you listened to the lyrics? Do you listen to the lyrics? And so I'm going to showcase these lyrics. So this artist's name is Randy Newman. And Randy Newman had a song called Short People. And so I know some of you of age have heard this song before. I'm not going to play the song because I don't want this to be, you know, get kicked off or anything like that. But they never said anything about showing the lyrics. So here's the lyrics. Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason. Short people ain't got no reason to live. That's what he said. They got little hands, little eyes. They walk around and they telling big lies. Wow. They got little noses and little teeth. They wear platform shoes on their nasty little feet. Look, I'm just finna stop sharing the screen and right now. That's just great. Matter of fact, you know what? No, I'm gonna go back.
Who hurt him?
I'm gonna go back. Hello, I gotta. Yeah, there it is. I'm gonna go back. I hope y'all see the lyrics, man. Like, but people sing songs.
A little person must have kicked him in the shins or something.
I don't know what happened. But why you want to pick on short people? Why you want to pick on midgets? Now could this song?
Hey, now they're little people. They're little people.
Now could this? Now. If he came out with this song came out in 1977. If this song
Where, came the year, out, the best year of years. The best year of years. 1977, the best year of years.
I still say 75 is the best.
The best.
That's the champagne life right there. Anyway.
1977 is the best year of the 70s.
Anyhow, look at the lyric. If he came out with this song today, man, he would get nailed. Because
it depends on if he had an 808 on it, or if it's goth and you really got to go and look up the lyrics. You know what I'm saying? How the high pitched guitar and, you know, banging drums and cymbals. It just all depends on the music behind it.
D, what you think about the lyrics of this song?
I just want to know who hurt him. Was it his wife? Did his wife leave him or get divorced or something? and she was shorter than him, and he just called these short people. But there's some issues. There's some you need some. They sit on a couch going on with these lyrics. That's personal.
There she goes, sitting on the couch again. All right. I'm gonna stop sharing because we gonna move on to the next song that I got. Now this next song is because I'm bringing up the person, probably gonna piss some people off. Probably so. I don't know. But anyway, here it goes. So I picked Elvis Presley, Jailhouse Rock. Y'all been singing this song for years. Been singing it for years. But have you ever paid attention to the lyrics? And I think D left. Oh, there she, hold on, I gotta let her back in. There she go. Elvis Presley's Jailhouse Rock, have you ever really sat down? If you really sat down to really listen to what he's saying. So the first part,
people get caught up on hooks.
Yeah.
They ain't looking at the lyrics.
Well, you know what? I ain't really watched the lyrics of the first part of the song. So check this out. The warrant threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there and they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You've heard the noise, knocked out the jailbird. Okay, so how in the world did the warden get throw a party in the jail?
They just have artists to come. I don't know how famous the artists are, but every once in a while they give them a little treat.
Wait a minute. Okay. This is the treat right here. So number 47 said to number 3, "You're the cutest jailbird I ever did see. I sure you will be delighted with your company. Come on and do the Jailhouse Rock with me." Come on, man.
I mean, he was ahead of his time of letting people know what goes on behind the wall. He just had it lyrically covered up to where you would miss it. It was very tactful. But again, this song is known for the hook, not known for the lyrics.
Need to pay attention at times.
Got to be more careful.
What you listening to? All right. So I'm gonna let y'all know that I do not discriminate. I'm gonna tell you why. Because the next song. The next song is gonna blow your mind even more. So I decided to use the Pointer Sisters. See, I told y'all I wasn't. I don't discriminate. The Pointer Sisters, well-known group. Pointer Sisters did the soundtrack of Beverly Hills Cop, Neutron Dance. I love that song, man. Look, they picked the right song to kick off Beverly Hills Cop. Beverly Hills Cop is actually, they're doing another Beverly Hills Cop. I don't know if you heard, D. And it's supposed to be coming out on Netflix. It's supposed to come out this summer. And from the looks of it, from the previews, it's going to be a really hot movie. It's going to be really, really hot. I love the Axel Foley character in Beverly Hills Cop. I like 1. And 2. So I like Beverly Hills Cop. Okay. But enough about that. The Pointer Sisters. The song I'm So Excited. Tonight we gonna make it happen. Tonight we gonna put all other things aside. So they putting everything aside. Given this time, I'm going to show you some affection. We're going for those pleasures
in the night. I'm going to love you, feel you, wrap myself around you. I'm going to squeeze you, please you. I just can't get enough. And if you move real slow, I'll let it go. I'm so excited, I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control. I'm finna highlight this. Lose control. Silk had a song called Lose Control, and I think I like it. I'm so excited, I just can't hide it. And I know I want you. Wait a minute. Let's go one better. We shouldn't even think about tomorrow. Sweet memories will last a long, long time. We'll have a good time, baby. Don't you worry. We're going to have a good time. And we're still playing around. Boy, that's just fine. I'm going to stop right there. Now, I bought that song because, you know what? That song right there kind of puts you, you know, she let you know from the jump. Tonight is tonight. We going to make things happen. So she let you know. Club Dee Dee singing the song in the background. And apparently, she really liked that song too. But I want to know, has she ever really listened to the lyrics of that song? So Dee, have you really ever listened to the lyrics of that song?
No, I never really analyzed them at all.
So what do you think about this now? Because we talked about it before.
I think it was cleverly worded. It was not raunchy like this modern, whatever you want to call it. I don't even know if it's still music that's out. I think it was appropriate for that time. Was that not like around the go-go era?
No. It was released in 1982.
So, wasn't that the disco era?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah. Well, it was.
I think it was appropriate for what was going on. What was the Studio 70?
No, Studio 54.
Whatever it was. I mean, it went along with what was probably going down up in there. So.
Yeah, you're right.
I think it was cleverly put together. Modern day songwriters could, you know, take some notes from how to put lyrics together.
Yeah, I mean, I will agree. It's tastefully done. And
they were grown. They didn't.
You right?
Okay. Were they in like a gospel group and then went secular or something?
No. You know what? I hate that word secular. I really do. You know why? You know why?
Okay. Well, non gospel then.
No. You know why? You know why I dislike that word secular?
Why?
Because gospel artists will sit up here and tell you straight up, oh, that's secular music. But hold on. Kirk Franklin, I like the album, Hero. Kirk Franklin used secular terms in that album. The song, if you go and listen to the album Hero, he has a song on there called Shout. You know who made that song? An 80s group, Tears for Fears. He used that sample. He used samples from what they call secular artists. So don't come with me with that. Don't say that, oh well, I'm a because artists listen to other artists' music. Stop. Okay. I'm not fussing at you. I'm just saying that word just really irks me.
That's what they created to separate the genres. was to say, this is gospel, and this is the S word that you don't like.
Right.
It doesn't rub me the wrong way that they put this in their lyrics. I think it was for that time and that era of what was going on that it was appropriate.
I agree. I mean, like
two
I said,
consensual adults.
Yeah. And mind you now, you know, at least the Pointer Sisters, they were of age when they did these lyrics. So it wasn't like they were doing something out of the ordinary. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Now if it was a 16-year-old, now I'm gonna be looking sideways. Now where did this come from?
So this next artist is very dear to my heart. He's actually one of my favorite artists of all time. And he most definitely put a lot of controversy in his music. So I'm going to share this with you. All right. So the next song is Prince, I Wanna Be Your Lover. And
I wanna be your lover.
But you know what? You know what this first lyric, I ain't got no money. That's what you tell people during Christmas. When they want you to go and buy them something.
Oh wow.
Put this song on. Cause the first lyric he said, ain't got no money. And that's exactly how he said. So when Christmas come around, I'm giving you a heads up. If you ain't got no money, put that song on.
For your just send them the Prince emoji in the group chat.
Yeah. Ain't got no money. He's singing just like that. If you don't believe me, go to YouTube. Okay. All right. So he goes on to say, let's see. Hello. I don't want to pressure you, baby. At least he said, I don't want to pressure you, baby. But all I ever wanted to do, I want to be your lover. I want to be the only one that makes you come running. I want to be your lover. I want to turn you on, turn you out. All night long, make you shout. Oh, lover.
Stop trying to make these lyrics be more than what they are. You killing me.
I want to be the only one you come for.
Wait, you cut it out. Again, a grown sexual being
she's right, but they funny though, but they are funny lyrics though.
I mean,
I want to, yeah,
I would rather him to have worded again. It's risque, but it ain't raunchy.
But you know what? But see that was the thing. Now, they probably said, you know, when that song came out, they probably. Oh, wait a minute. Let me go back and I want to say that song came out in 79. Am I right? 78.
Sure.
79, because that's when you know what, and on that album it was entitled Prince. It had I Wanna Be Your Lover, Why You Wanna Treat Me So Bad, that was another hit, Sexy Dancer, which honestly is like one of my favorite songs on there, but the heartfelt song on there is Still Waiting. I love Still Waiting. Go on YouTube it, and
I don't want to get my black card revoked, so I ain't gonna.
What you mean you don't want to get your black card revoked?
I don't really. I really didn't follow a lot of Prince stuff.
Man.
I probably know of the main stuff that's always being played. But
yeah, but you gotta go back. Yeah, but you gotta go back. You gotta go back a little bit. You gotta go back a little bit and this look
back in the time.
Look, don't be like man, shout out man to Oscar P. Man, Oscar P is doing, man, Opox air conditioning. Man, look, don't be like Oscar P and figure out. No. So he called me last week. I hope he don't mind me sharing this.
Don't do it. You got it.
It ain't nothing bad. He just didn't know. And I had to educate him.
Oh Lord.
And so he was like, I didn't know Jodeci's album, the show, the after part of the hotel, was the bomb. I was like, duh. Whoa. I was like, duh.
Whoa.
I was like, duh.
Okay.
I was like, duh. I had to zoom in on that.
He know how to play spade.
Yeah. I'm like, how did you not? But anyway, that's a conversation for another time. Shout out, like I said, shout out to Oscar P. That's my guy.
What's up, Oscar?
That's my brother, by the way. Look, so it's just like with an old Prince song. You got to go back and listen to this particular album because all the albums that he did early on tied in. Like, you saw the evolution of his music from this year to this year and to the following year. Got to go back and listen. So,
it was very talented and gifted individual.
Yes, man. So, man, shout out to Prince, man, and the work that he's done. That's the segment I really do love. I love pointing out different lyrics and just sitting back and just saying, man, did I really say that? You know. No, because it's a song that
around what decade do you think the raunchiness just was like, really? So we just don't care anymore. Would it be the 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s?
It all depends.
Or now?
It all depends on the artist and who actually pushed the envelope at the time, because it's a lot of artists who push the envelope in different eras of music. If you go back and listen to blues music, blues actually pushed the envelope more than anything.
And won't.
So what now?
And will not. You told me to go back and listen to blues? Yeah. No, I'll pass.
Man, blues music is about as raunchy as what NWA was putting out.
Oh gosh, I can only imagine.
I'm gonna give you a lyric of a song.
Those were the 2 days that I did not listen to the radio when I lived in
Saturday?
Cleveland. Saturday and Sunday, I couldn't do it. I could not do
look,
it. I,
look,
no.
Look, so there's a lyric. It don't mean a doggone thing if you can't stand up in it.
I'm done. We're out. Thank you for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. It has been a pleasure.
I love it. I love it. No. We're gonna end it.
With the L dog.
We're gonna end it right there.
Tune in next time.
We're gonna end it right there. But that's the type of stuff I'm talking about. So you can't really say what era of music, because it was dependent on the artist. Like, I mean, it's so many artists out there that pushed the envelope like as far as they could. Like, I still say to this day, the raunchiest album I actually heard was by an artist by the name of MC Choice.
Why does that name sound so familiar to me?
Because she was on Rap-A-Lock Records.
I thought that was a chick. I'm like, wait a minute, isn't that a female?
Yeah. I want to say the Ghetto Boys wrote her lyrics. If everybody wants to talk about Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, and the artists that are out right now, no album compares to MC Choice's album, and I'ma find the title of the album right now. It's called The Big Payback. And yes, they did do her album because they got Willie D. And she was on Rap-A-Lot. Yes, she was. Yep. That album is the most raunchiest album I've ever heard before in my whole entire life. Can't nobody tell me no different. Yeah. Wait, no. Well, no. It was that one. Wait a minute. So her album was The Big Payback. It came out in 90. And then she came back with another album called Stick and Move in 92.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Yeah. So, man, my cousin and I found that album, and we were in high school. I will give you the song titles, but I might get kicked off of here.
Let's say that we did, although we didn't.
Yeah, that.
And on that note, I am going to have to bid you adieu, Mr. L-Dog.
All right. Well, look, man, thank y'all, man, for listening, man, to this podcast, Favorite Ear, man. Club DD, hopefully we'll be back sooner than later.
D. Well, we need to take a vote. Do I need to go back to D. Lenar, or should I stay with Club DD?
Man.
We will do what the listening audience would like done.
All right. Club DD, you got anything? You got anything closing that you want to say to the good people before we get up out of here?
Take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Live, laugh, and love. Do something out of the box. Take a chance. Take a risk. And be the best version of you that you can be in this 2024. Let's get it. Let's do it. Let's make it work. Let's make it happen.
All right. On that note, man, everything D said, D, we'll holler back at you. Facebook, we'll holler at you. And, man, thank you for listening. And we are out. Peace out.